International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 8. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Acts 1:3. To whom also he presented himself alive after his suffering by many irrefutable proofs, appearing to them through a period of 40 days and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of God. 8:12. But when they believed Philip, who announced the gospel of the kingdom of God and of the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Before the Lord Jesus ascended to the heavens and poured out himself as the all-inclusive Spirit to establish the church, he taught his disciples about the kingdom. If they had not had any knowledge or realization concerning the kingdom, it would have been difficult for the Lord Jesus to bring them into the church. Today's reading. The ascended Lord's work is mainly propagating himself throughout the earth. We all are part of Christ's propagation. We have been produced by the resurrected Christ in his ascension. Through his witnesses, the resurrected Christ in his ascension propagates himself for the producing of the churches. This indicates that the churches should not be raised up and established merely by human hands. Every local church must be born of Christ, brought forth by Christ's propagation in his divine and resurrected life. The churches produced by Christ's propagation are the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a sphere of life produced by the propagation of Christ. Actually, the kingdom is the expansion of this resurrected, propagating one. The resurrected Christ, who is propagating himself in his ascension, by the Spirit, and through the disciples, is the reality of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is his expansion. We may use the kingdom of man, the human kingdom, for an illustration of the kingdom of God as the expansion of Christ. In the beginning, there was just one man, Adam. Then the kingdom of man was a couple. The kingdom of man expanded from one man to a family. Now the entire human race is part of the kingdom of man. The kingdom of man is simply mankind as the expansion of the man, Adam. The kingdom of God is the expansion of God, whose embodiment is Christ. This expansion of Christ is the churches. The churches are the expansion of Christ as the one who came to sow himself as the seed of the kingdom of God. This is revealed in the four Gospels. In the Gospels, Christ was the seed of the kingdom. In the book of Acts, we have the propagation of this seed to produce the churches as the kingdom of God. Perhaps you would say that Acts has 28 chapters. This, of course, is correct. However, it is also true to say that the book of Acts is still being written because the propagation of the resurrected Christ is still taking place. Even today, a portion of a chapter may have been written. We in the churches are the propagation of Christ and the expansion of Christ, and we are enlarging the kingdom of God. The subject of the book of Acts is the propagation of the resurrected Christ in his ascension, by the Spirit, through the disciples, for the producing of the churches, the kingdom of God. Here three words are synonyms: propagation, churches, and kingdom. The kingdom is the churches, and the churches are the propagation of Christ. The more we are impressed with the subject of Acts, the more we will say, Lord, we worship you as the resurrected one and the ascended one. We praise you for your propagation. We thank you, Lord, that we are your propagation today. We thank you that we are with you in the heavens and that the churches are the kingdom of God. Let us declare to the whole universe that the Lord Jesus is now in the heavens and that as the exalted one, he is now propagating himself on earth through us as his witnesses. This is the end of today's morning revival.